Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Your moderator today is Miss Anna, who's also an intuitive life coach. She works Monday through Friday doing that. So if you need a little guidance or get back on the right track, that's a woman you want to talk to. So, plus from time to time, we'll have special guest psychics who will be joining us. Show phone number, as I said, is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Anna. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate past readings. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light, from our hearts. If you phone in with a block number of 111, you may get disconnected, so please call in with a number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you today that they love you, well, we do, huh? Okay. Excuse me. Now, for intimate readings one-on-one, you can contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. We do readings Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. So remember that Nina is your Reiki master. I do angel readings, past life readings. I connect you to the loved ones to the other side. And I also do Chinese, tarot, and soul card readings. So, you know, just to let you know a little bit about us. Now, first announcement today, Nina's not going to be with us. She twisted her back really bad cleaning her house, so she's in a lot of pain. So I'm asking everybody from around the world, in the chat room or on the phone, please pray for Miss Nina that she'll recover from this and that her back will get better. I believe she's probably going to the doctors tomorrow because she's in a great deal of pain. So just remember that and send healing toward her. Now, since we are coming to the end of Mercury retrograde, glory, glory, hallelujah. Boy, this has been a pistol. I don't know about y'all, But these last 3 weeks, ooh, my God, if it's not you, then it's a friend or a family member. Something has happened, you know, so directly or indirectly, it has affected all of us. But anyway, it ends on the 3rd, which is Wednesday. Yay! Just a few more days. Okay, so write this down. You know, we always give you information about the moons and stuff. So, on May 25th, that will be our new moon. Write that down, May 25th, new moon. Your full moon will be May 10th. Okay, May 10th is the full moon. Mother's Day is 5/14. It's the second Sunday coming up. So be sure to mark that on your calendar if it's not there already. 5/14, second Sunday is Mother's Day. Memorial Day this year is going to be on May 29th, the last Monday of this month. So you want to write that down too. Okay. I don't have any birthdays. You know, that's usually Miss Nina. Sorry. Don't have... And I don't have anybody this week that's birthdays or anniversaries. But I do want to say something, discuss something before we begin the calls. I did an article on holding your child hostage for money. So I want a little bit about that, and I want to pass this on. Any of you that have arthritis pain, some best natural remedies, if you go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, you'll see this in blog news. Natural remedies for arthritis pain. You'll see ginger tea, peppermint, eucalyptus oil, apple cider vinegar, ice pack, ginger root. Just go over there and look under blog news, and you will find it. Also, there's a little thing on about, cell food. I'm sorry. It's C-E-L-L food. It comes in a little container. And what I want to tell you about cell food is its unique structure oxygenates and feeds the cells, cleaning and tuning up the body system throughout the day. Cell food is made from plant substances and is yeast-free and gluten-free. If you want to get on the good foot, let me tell you, I've been using cell food since last year. I wanted to share this with you. It's really good. It puts oxygen back in your cells. So even if you're sick or feeling down under, whatever, it's like 7 drops in a full glass of water, and you'll feel the difference. Let me tell you, you'll feel that right away. Another one, write this down, is black seed oil. That's black seed oil. Very, very good. It's good for asthma, allergies, eczema if you have it, or psoriasis. It's good for candida, digestions, fungus, cancer, heart and health, immune system. Please look this up. It's also on the same page under Block News, and I've got in-depth on that one as well as cell food, black seed oil. I've been taking it, and it's just excellent, 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 excellent for your body. Okay, now I'm going to read this real quick, holding your child hostage for money. Okay, I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning with this on my mind, having prior conversation with a friend late last night upset me. This article is coming from my observations, experiences, marriage, and divorce. First off, let's begin with your child or children are a gift from God. Secondly, they did not ask you to be here. So state or vestitude of life or fortune, here is a baby. Now the baby is here. What kind of mother are you going to be? You love this child. You nurture this child. You educate, growth, strength, courage, family, understanding human differences. Now as you go through life, whether married, separated, or a single parent, what legacy will you leave your child or children? It's all about the money. I get so perturbed with you mothers that hold your child or children hostage for the money. Here are a few examples I have observed. Number one, don't pay child support, he don't see the child. So now your child has become a commodity. Number two, I need all that support check to pay my bills. In the meantime, where is the child's clothes, shoes, hair done, or after-school activities? Number three, you can't keep a budget, so you're always using the child or children's money to make up for your mistakes. Number four, your child or children are at the age to work and help. Your opportunity to teach them financial education. Instead, you take most of their money earned and then make them feel guilty for wanting to keep any for themselves. Number five, you make the child or children feel like a burden on you. Hello, you made the choice to open your legs and become pregnant, okay? Again, a child or children are a gift from God, period. So this is how you handle your gifts. What are you like on your birthdays or Christmas time? You sit back and take a pause about all the mental anguish in this country today and forget it begins at home, the root of the source. Who doesn't want or need money? Using your children to get it is a sad commentary for parents. Some folks will use their kids just to get a welfare check or a SSI check. Use their names for bills or credit. When they are grown and they wonder why they have no credit or it has already been burned by your parent. Karma is a bitch, and no one but God knows when payday is coming, okay? Now, this is a solution, and I'll be done with this. Teach your child or children the value of money and how to use it. Not hold them hostage for your own benefits. Look at yourself. How are you living? Are you living above your means? Then take a course in basic economics to help yourself and family. We are not always taught about money when we grow up. We see parents paying their bills, but we don't understand the process of why they pay those bills. If you receive child support or not, the main remembrance is the gift that God has placed in your hands to grow and nurture. Money will not give you the love a child has for you, total and unconditional. Not understanding what money is gives them the fear of not having enough. If no one has told you today that they love you, well, I do. And that's it for my little fuss about articles, and don't forget about the medical stuff too, y'all, to go there and look that up as well. Okay, and before we let me get this going, before we start, I want to let everybody know we still got ninth caller. The ninth caller gets a free hour reading. I've been enjoying this all month, doing this with y'all, so anyway, we'll just keep it going, and if we get one ninth caller and we start all over again and get a ninth one, that's good too. That's all good. Okay, well, I guess we're going to begin now. And thank you, Anna, for being in the chat room. Much appreciated. Okay, our first call is area code 509. Welcome to the show. You're our first caller up. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Erica. How are you?
Hi, Erica. I'm doing terrific. And yourself, young lady?
Good. I actually liked what you just stated, that topic about children, because I'm taking a class about sociology of children, and we have to look into a family issue. And I was thinking about writing about an unexpected loss of a parent and the negative effects of that, or alcoholism, but I really like your idea too. There's just so many good topics to write about that I like don't know what to do, but I need to do something.
More than welcome, Erica. You're more than welcome to use my article. I don't care. You're more than welcome.
No,
you know, just go to the website and paste it and Xerox it,
use it
and
yeah.
Look it over and see what you think, but yeah, you're more than welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. my question today, I've been dating this guy. His name is Daniel, and I'm wondering, how much longer do you see us together? I think that we're going in different paths. We just have different goals, and ultimately I'm graduating, moving on, and I was wondering what you see there.
Okay, and what is his name again, Erica?
Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. I'm getting a little bit of a headache across my forehead. He's stubborn and doesn't want to listen. Let's see. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a headache. There's a communication problem there. His understanding about a relationship isn't really good. He needs to have a man sit down and talk to him about when you're in a relationship, how not only to treat the woman, but treat yourself as well. I'll put it like this. Erica, if you have the patience to go through it with him, fine. But if not, then I would say no. As a friend, I think you'd be okay. But relationship-wise, he's a little bit of stubborn, but he sees things sometimes your way, more or less. To me, I'm looking at how he was raised, so this is how he views things. It's not necessarily saying it's correct all the time, right? I mean, it's good and bad, because no parent is perfect, but he needs to look at things a little bit differently and get a better understanding. So that's why I'm saying he's stubborn, where maybe it's a challenge for him to look at things on the other side. He isn't picking up the gauntlet and go for it. It's like, I already know. I know. But he doesn't know.
Yeah. So how long do you see this going for? I mean, I want to know.
June. Like... They're telling me June.
Oh, okay. I graduated in June. Okay.
Yeah, June it will probably end. But also, as one gets off, another one gets on, right? So even though he's gone, somebody else is in the wings waiting.
Yeah, he's just a really nice guy. And I don't know, he didn't grow up with a normal family. I mean, at least I did have my mom, but he didn't have either one of them, you know, and he was just, you know, with grandma here and there in courts. And I can understand why. And it goes back to the sociology of children. Broken families are a norm now. And so it just really does affect a child development is what I see. But he's a really nice guy, but we're going on different paths. And that works.
Yeah. And you're right. What I said, you just validated it. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, enjoy him till June. Like I said, friends, relationship, nana.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome, Erica, and thanks for calling. And you have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Bye. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 720, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. Good, good. Hey, so here's my question. My husband's getting a promotion, and it can either just keep us where we are or move us, and I'm just wondering.
You're moving. That came right up while you were talking, moving, moving. Came right across.
Okay.
South.
East. East or west?
Not east. I got south. So what's south? Texas, Nevada, Arizona. No, I don't definitely see you going like Louisiana in that area. Louisiana, Mississippi. No. It has to be somewhere like Texas, Arizona, California, Nevada. Yeah.
Okay. So.
But you are moving definitely
Dallas
south.
On there.
Well, there you go. That's Texas.
All righty.
South. Yeah, but that's a good thing.
Do you have a timeline on that?
You should be completing your move by August.
All right.
That's what they're telling me. By August, it should be complete. So everything will have, this going to move will be done. You'll be finished in August. Everything will be there, and you'll be setting up house.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
It's going to be pretty good. It's just a slower pace of living, but it'll be good. I think you'll enjoy yourself. Root for the Cowboys.
I don't know about that. My husband's a Redskins fan, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm teasing. I'm just teasing.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're in Texas.
All
but,
right. Well, thank
enjoy.
You so much. I really appreciate it.
I see good things coming about for you. So, yeah, I'll just say congratulations to you and your husband. And good move. It's going to be good all the way around. Yeah. It won't be too challenging as you think. All right. So have a good one, Laura, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller is area code 510. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Lynn. This is Tasha. I'm asking you about what you see would be healing.
Okay, Tasha, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what would you like to know?
About being human, what you see.
I'm sorry, human beings? I don't understand.
No,
that.
I want to know what you see with me and human.
Oh, me and him. Oh, with a guy. Oh, okay. What's his first
name? Yeah, Henry. His name is Henry.
Henry. Okay. That's all. I want the glasses.
Okay.
All right. Tasha and Henry. I got NOT right quick. Not. Oh. He's older than you, correct?
No.
He's younger than you? Okay, his mind must be older.
Yeah.
Okay, his mind must be older. He thinks that you're kind of immature, Tasha. I guess when you guys are in communication, he feels like you're immature in some of your opinions or comments. Let's see. I'm getting that you are not really what he's looking for. I almost feel like he's looking for an older woman. That's what I'm picking up. Where his mind is at, he's looking more for an older woman. Nothing against you. Now, I'm not picking up anything bad or ugly or arguments or anything like that. It's just that you two are not the fit he was looking for. So that's nothing bad. It's just that it's somebody else out there for you and for him. But I think he's more interested in looking for an older woman, a woman that's a few years older than him. And for the maturity. For the maturity, yeah. So that's what I picked up.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Okay, Tasha. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
Thanks for calling. All right. Have a wonderful week. Okay. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And we are looking for the ninth caller for a free reading. The time right now is 3:23 on the West Coast and it's 6:23 on the East Coast. All right. Next call, area code 510. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes,
hi,
Linus. I'm sorry. I had to get out of that room. My name is Camille.
Hi, Camille. How are you?
I live in California. I'm blessed.
Okay.
How about yourself?
Doing terrific.
Okay. So my question is, will I be able to save my home from what may have been a wrongful foreclosure?
Ooh. I'm sorry, Camille. They said no right off the bat.
Okay.
No. Oh, boy. Sorry to say that. Let me ask, is there anything that can be done?
Yes.
They're saying buy another house. Rent to own or lease, but buy another house or lease a home. But, yeah, said you're out of there. there's some bad toxic energy in that dwelling, in that domain. So maybe in a way it's a good thing.
Oh,
yeah, I'm picking up some bad energy in there.
Do you know, my question is, so how, because I'm a woman alone with a child and a cat, so I cannot just pick up and go someplace. You know, I need to get my surplus funds. I need to get whatever cash that is legally owed to me from this situation, and I need the money and things and the time to get my stuff, 40 years worth of stuff. Do you see any time frame on this?
Yes, you have the month of May. Coming
period.
June. Yes, you have the month of May coming June. It's going to get really nip and tuck if you haven't got everything done this month, or May, because we're still in April. But in May. So
yeah,
you have the whole month of May to get it together. Because if not in June, I see it being really raunchy and nasty of you trying to get out of there. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Sorry, but that's what I see. But the month of May is your month to get everything together and to get out of there. And in June, wherever you're going to be at, it'll be okay. But if you're still in that domain come the 1st of June, it's going to get ugly.
Wow. Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Camille, and I'm wishing you the very best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. Okay. Next caller, area code 631. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi. It's Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. And what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Okay. I'm a little nervous. I had a biopsy done the other day, and they saw cancer. So I am getting a PET scan on Tuesday, and I guess I just want to know if you think it will be clear, or what you think might be my scenario.
Okay, so they told you you have what, breast cancer, and you want to know to
yes.
What degree is it? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Right.
It's at a 2.
Okay.
Which is good. That means you'll survive.
Okay.
It's at a 2. In fact, thank you for checking your breasts, for doing a mammogram, because you
thank
actually
you.
Saved your life. You did. It's just
thank
attitude,
you.
So you caught it right at the very beginning. I will suggest one thing. You're going to be fine. You're going to go through your process.
Okay.
But I will suggest one thing. Once a week, because this will help that cancer, 2 tablespoons of soda and a glass of water, all of
okay.
that, if you can, to the top. Drink as much. I mean, you know, you got to stir it up, of course. Christina, drink as much of it down as you can. It's
okay.
You're going to go to the bathroom. You'll feel a cleaning going through your whole system because you're going to go boo-boo, but you'll just feel a cleaning like somebody went through with a brush and cleans your breath,
okay.
your liver, your bladder, and all. Okay. Once a week. Why? Is because soda is known to kill cancer cells.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So we're just talking
so
about
just
like Coca-Cola.
Do like Coca-Cola? I'm sorry?
Is that what you meant?
No. Cancer.
Oh.
Soda kills cancer cells.
Oh, okay. You mean just drink a glass of soda like regular, like Coca-Cola?
Oh, yeah. No, not Coca-Cola. Baking soda. You know,
oh, that's what I thought you meant. Okay, I totally
okay,
understand.
Yeah.
So to become pH balanced, I know cancer
right.
can't survive in a pH balanced environment. So
no,
it would
can't.
Make me pH balanced?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it'll
okay.
And it will
so
diminish
fill it to
a
the
lot
top.
Of those sales. So you 2 tablespoons of baking soda in a glass of water.
Okay.
Fill it up at least 3/4. Stir it up real good because it ain't the best
okay.
taste, but drink as much down. If you can drink at least
okay.
3/4 of it down, and you'll get thirsty. So I'm going to tell you right now, you'll probably drink a quart of water, a gallon of water, because it makes you thirsty. But
okay.
you will feel the cleansing in your body. After,
okay.
you know, boo-boo will go through, and you'll be like, wow, I just feel really good inside. Yes, because you just scrubbed your whole inside with that soda. So
wow.
Yeah, but it helps. A lot of doctors don't even want to tell you that. Only very few. So
okay.
I'm just letting you know. But anyway, yeah, so you're going to do fine. You're okay.
Okay.
You caught yours in time. God bless you, and I thank you for that. I had breast cancer. Part of mine is gone, but I thank you for, you know, being cognizant, being a woman and checking your body. I wish more women would do that, you know.
Yes, I took a Reiki class, and I was attuned. Laying down, and I felt heat coming from the area, which I'm not really much for self-examination, but I was drawn to the heat, and that's how I found the lump.
All right. Well, very good. Very good.
I do
God
feel
bless
I
you.
Saved my own life, so.
You did. You did.
That's wonderful. That's
yep.
wonderful.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so,
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, thank
and
you,
I'll
thank
be saying
you.
A prayer for you as well, but I know you're going to do good. There's no doubt
oh,
in my
good.
Mind. I know you're going to do good. So God bless
you. Will I do okay on the chemo and all that? Will
you.
I need chemo and all that?
You might need a little radiation. I don't think you're going to have to take chemo, the liquid. Just a little radiation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah.
good. That's what I was hoping for.
Yep.
That's what I was
just
hoping
little,
for.
And the soda
just to
will
really
offset
make sure
that too.
It, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yep, yep,
oh, I'm
yep.
so relieved. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank yourself for even taking you know the opportunity to go check on your body and you know and see. So God bless you, you know.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And this is what I was feeling as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
you're
thank
the
you
best.
For calling, Christina, and congratulations.
Oh, love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too, honey. All right. Have a good week.
You too.
And I just want to make this announcement right now, too, for all the women, and I know men are in there, too, but for all the women, please, even if you're 35, you know, they say, well, you know, wait till you're 45 or 50. No. If you've had people in your family that have had any type of cancer, breast, prostate, stomach, whatever, do go in and have yourself checked. And do it once a year. It is very important for women to have a mammogram because when we go in early enough, we're saved. We've saved our lives. But if you never have a mammogram and all of a sudden you decide, okay, I'm going to go in and, you know, check I got a problem in my breast or a lump or whatever, you know what? Let's hope it's stage one or two because if it's up to stage four, it's you and God. So please, women, I'm telling all of you, go in 35 up. Go in once a year and have a mammogram done so that we can hear you and see you and love you. Okay? Thank you. All right, back to the calls. Area code 908. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Hilda. Happy Sunday.
Hi, Hilda. Happy Sunday to you, young lady.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing terrific. And what can I answer for you today?
Hi, I was calling about my boyfriend, Nick.
And his name is Nick?
Yes, Nicholas.
N-I-C-K.
Yes.
Okay, all righty. What did you want to know about Nick, Hilda?
How you feel about me, like, you know.
Oh, okay, your relationship? Okay, well, let's see here. I know he's a horny toad. Boy, the angels brought that right up.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. They're saying he can be bombastic at times. Let me see. Intense. I'll put it like that. He can become intense at times too quickly, you know, like
right.
slow it down. You know, you two could be talking or whatever, and all of a sudden he did 180 degrees. Hell, you know, like, come on, wait a minute, wait a minute. You know, so his reaction is quick.
Hello?
He enjoys you. He definitely enjoys being with you. And I'm picking up he's a good guy. You can have a really good communication with him. Just open up, Hilda, and talk to him. You can have really good communication because he'll open up too. So, yeah, communication is important for you, too. He has a spiritual essence about himself, too. He believes in walking by faith, not by sight. So he has a belief in God. He has wandering eyes. He's always looking, and I'll put it like this. You can see what's on the menu, but that don't mean you have to taste it or buy it, right? So he'll look. I mean, if he sees a good-looking woman and you two are out and he happens to turn his head and look, that's all it is. You know, you don't have to like, what are you looking at? No, he's a man, and men do look, just like we do. We look at men, too, if we see a good-looking guy, you know. So that's about it. But he's enjoying the relationship with you right now. Just have more communication and just calm him down a little bit when he gets, you know, kind of intense about things. It's not that serious. But that's just him. And that's okay. That's his nature, you know. Okay. But, yeah, I don't see anything bad. Just communication. Everything else, I think you got that covered.
Okay. Has he been hurt in the past or something?
Another question, but let me see. Yes, by his mother.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. Wow. Oh, no. Okay.
Yep. All right, Hilda. Well, you have a good week, young lady.
You
and
too.
And enjoy
thank
your
you.
Relationship. You're most welcome. Right. You're most welcome. Okay, thanks for calling. All righty, next call is area code 228. Oops, wait a minute. There we go. Okay, area code 228, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Shirley. How are you?
Hi, Shirley. I'm just doing terrific. And yourself, young lady?
I'm not doing too bad. Can't complain anyway.
Okay.
I was wondering what you've seen in store for my daughter and her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. First names of both.
Daughter Stacy. Her boyfriend's name is Larry.
Okay, that's all I need. Wow. You know what the angels just told me? Why didn't she give Larry the boot?
Pardon me?
Oh, that came across real fast. I said the angels just told me, why didn't Stacy give Larry the boot? In other words, kick him out.
Oh. Goodness.
I don't know. Okay. That's the first thing they said. Why didn't she give him the boot? Let me get further into it. That was their first response. Wow. Larry is into drugs. What else, angels? Hot-tempered. What else? Manipulative. Okay. What else, angels? Con artist. Boy, it just don't get no better with this guy, huh?
No.
Wow. Anything else, angels? Okay. They're telling me Larry is... Oh, God, what did I write this? I don't know, there. Hot-tempered, manipulative... Con artist. I don't know what a... Arrogant? I guess arrogant. I'm not getting a good read off this guy, Larry, at all. And they came forth with him, not your daughter.
Right,
came
okay.
forth with him. So I don't see him as a future for your child.
Okay.
That's something
right.
she's going to have to see for herself, but... I knew it had to be something because when the angels come, first thing they're telling me is, why didn't she kick him to the curb? What's going on there? So they just listed to me the problems they see with this young man. So, yeah, not a good fit. Not a good fit for your daughter.
No, it
she
doesn't
can do a lot
like
better.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, she
totally.
Can do a lot better.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, I thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Mom, and we're on the same page.
Yes, ma'am, we are.
On the same page,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful week, Shirley, and thanks for calling.
You too. You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Next caller. Area code 860. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Melina.
This is, I'm sorry, your voice is so soft.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got sick recently, so that's why my voice is a little cracky.
honey, I'm sorry that you're sick. So what is your name again, Lila?
Melina.
Melina. Oh, there we go,
yes.
Melina. That sounds better, okay. Sorry you're sick, sweetheart. I'll say a prayer for you that you feel better.
Thank
you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what can I answer for you today, young lady?
I have a question about my love life. Recently, I've not been having the best luck, and I just been rejected. And I'm wondering, like, when would be the next time I'd be ready to go on dates again, or when will I meet the right guy?
Well, first off, the angels are telling me you need to love Melina before you love anybody else. First thing they said, she needs to love herself, which is true. It begins with us, right, and then it goes outward. So if we love us and somebody else is going to, I mean, we love ourselves, then the next person is going to love us.
That's very true.
That's the first thing they said, you need to love yourself. Let go of past shit. Wow, Melina. Seeing let go of past shit. Whatever that is, I know you know what it is. So, okay. Boy, that's pretty profound. The end of May, you're going to meet a gentleman in a suit out and about. There's no designated area. They're just telling me out and about at the end of May. Looks like right before the holiday. And he's in a suit. Now they're showing me he's got red hair. Maybe he's Irish. I don't know. But he's got red hair, almond eyes. He's not a bad-looking fella. He's not a bad-looking fella. So that gives you, so you'll know as you're out and about at the end of the month of May. He's in a suit, got red hair, and it's cut business. So he must be very much a businessman because his hair is cut short. And he has almond eyes and a nice smile. So that's
okay.
At the end of May. So for now, what you're going to do is learn to love yourself, forgive yourself, and think the highest good for you every day. I love me, and I want the best for me. And damn it, it better happen. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just going to say this. For the month of May, before the end of the month, just enjoy yourself. Do whatever that makes Melina happy, whether that's going to dinner, the show, concert, whatever. Make yourself happy. And, you know, you can still do that with a girlfriend or a guy friend, but I just want you to make yourself happy. Just love you, whatever that makes you happy, okay?
Okay.
And then at the end of the month, you'll be ready for this new guy.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, area code. There we go, area code 704. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Juanita. How are you?
Hi, Juanita, and I want you to hold on 1 second here.
Yes.
Yay, Juanita's our ninth caller, everybody. Yay.
Yay.
She gets an hour free reading. Hee-hee. Now, don't just stop because of her, because after her, I'm going to start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So, Juanita, let me get your phone number down, because I don't have Nina today. She's out sick. Okay, so the phone number that's showing is the one that I can reach you by?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, because
yes.
I'll call you after the show. But anyway, okay, so what can I answer for you now, Miss Juanita?
So excited. I have a boyfriend, and he's asking me to marry him, so I just want to know, is he the one, or do I need to keep looking?
Oh, yeah,
his
that's
name
the
is Ron.
Reading. His name is what?
Ron.
Ron?
Ronald.
Okay.
Yeah, Ron.
Well, hell's bells. That man loves you from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. What? Okay, yeah. I'll do the, because I have. God, this guy loves you like a saint. What is it? You don't like him?
I do like him. I just, you know, you have to be sure. I've been divorced, so I just, you know, this is my second time around the mulberry bush.
Oh, yeah. He. Okay, let me. Ronald's the type of person too. He'll stick it to you if you do him wrong. I'm not picking up anything bad on this guy. I'm just picking up good. But his love is so strong. That's at the forefront. It's like I see these bright, bright, like sunshine in front of him. So it's so strong. That's why I'm like, whoa, this man loves her. So far, I don't see anything bad. I don't see anything bad on this man. Okay. Other than a little intense, like, you know how, like, if somebody does something to you, like, okay, if you do that, I'm going to get you back. He needs to back off from that. You know, like, what will be sometimes. And we just have to bite a hole in our lip and just keep on pushing. In other words, pick your battles. That's what I want to say. For him, he just needs to pick his battles. He can't address everything. He can't address everything like he would like to, you know, say something about it or comment or opinion, whatever. Sometimes it's just better to be quiet. Don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
You know, what will be will be. But other than that, I just he's doing good. So that's all I got right now, Juanita. I will call you after the show, girlfriend, and get you set up for your hour reading.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for being our ninth caller.
Oh,
I appreciate that. Okay, so I'll be calling you in about 45 minutes. As soon as the show is over, I'll call you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Juanita.
You're welcome.
Okay. All righty. All right, next caller. You know what? I got to say this. It could be another. There's a whole bunch of people waiting to get on. It could be another ninth caller. So Juanita was the first one. We're starting over again. First caller is area code 631. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Ow. Ow, 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 ow. Hello?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica. Whatever was in the background was screeching my ear. Sorry.
Sorry, I have dogs.
Okay. All right, Jessica, what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Anything to tell me about my love life.
Okay, are you seeing anybody at this time?
No, I'm not.
Did you?
I recently became single a month ago.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let's see what's coming up. Ooh, you're raring to go, too. Look at you. I see you skipping down the street, girl. You are so tickled. It's like that was the best decision I ever made. Now the right one will come along. Oh, you're so happy. That's good, though, because that means you're happy with Jessica. Okay, let's see. Angels, who's coming up for her? A comedian? Okay. They say this guy that's coming, he's a comedian. Is he, like, well-known, Angels, or what? Oh, it's just his character, his nature. He's a funny guy. Okay. He's in mechanical. But the mechanics that they're showing me is, like, big rigs. Like, he has something to do with, what do you call those trucks? Semis. You know, like semi-trucks? Like he does work or something with that, with semi-trucks, big rigs. But he's a mechanic. He works on those, which is very good pay, to say the least. But anyway, so this guy's a comedian. He's a mechanic. He works on big rigs. Okay, what else, angels? Single, that's always important. We definitely want to know that. Okay. And he has a bald head. He wears a diamond in one ear. He could have a beard or a goatee. Either way, he looks good. Either way, whether he's wearing a beard, but he wears a close cut to his face. So not that stuff hanging off. You know what I mean? It looks neat. And the same with his goatee. He hails from Miami. Hey, thank you, angels.
Ooh.
He's from Miami. All right. Let me see. Okay, well, tell me, when is she going to meet this guy? When is he come? Third week of May. Okay. Third week of May. At a function. That's what they're telling me, a function. But I don't know whether it's outdoors or indoors. Looks like it could be outdoors. Like a festival? Okay.
Hmm.
Write that down, a community festival. But that's where you'll meet him at.
Okay.
Yep. A community festival. So how will you recognize him? He's tall, he's bald-headed, nice looking, got a beard or a goatee, got a diamond in his ear, has a nice shirt and slacks on. He likes baseball. There's another point for you to know about him. He likes baseball. Okay, anything else, angels? Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you wrote all that down. Boy, they gave a lot of information for you, Jessica. Did you write that down so you remember? Because I forget.
No, but I can listen to it again.
Okay, well, I remember Miami comedian. He's a mechanic. He works on big rigs. You're going to meet him the third week of May. I remember that. And at a function, looks like outdoors. And bald head, earring, goatee. There we go, goatee or either beard. Okay, there you go, girl. You're on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Call me back and let me know.
I will.
All right. Have a wonderful week. And thanks for calling, Jessica. Okay, you're listening to a free psychic reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we've got a ninth caller. We're looking for our next ninth caller. Yay! And the chat room is open. Again, thank you for listening around the world and the chat room or on the phone. The chat room is open, and Miss Anna is in there to assist you. Miss Anna is also an intuitive life coach. She works Monday through Friday, so you can sign up with her if you want to, you know, get your life in a direction or where do you think you should be if you're stagnant or whatever. She's there to help you. Okay, next caller, area code 708. You're on the line with Linus. Oh, and again, Miss Nina's not here today because she hurt her back. So you guys pray for a healing. You got me, just me today. Okay, 708, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm okay. So I called you, I think it was last week. I always miss getting the ninth caller. And I called you last week.
Camille, you know you can call back. There's a line of them.
I know.
You can always call back with another
question.
I'm going
to try to call back. Yes, ma'am. I called you last week because I was asking about Jason, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And we recently just made like 90 days together. And so yesterday he told me that, you know, he has accepted that he doesn't know how to love and he doesn't want to put a label on us and he doesn't want us to stop seeing each other. But I don't really, you know, I don't really know where to go with that at that point, because like I love him and he knows that I love him and he has strong feelings for me, but on the same note, you know, he's kind of, it's like he's putting up a wall again or something. I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, well, because when he gets to a certain point in a relationship, he gets scared. You know, we told you he was hurt, right?
Right.
You know, before, so we told you just, you know, be there to support him because he's a good guy. Just be there to support him, but he's not pulling away from you. It's at a point. So maybe at 3 months, either keeps continually going, good, you know, you guys see each other, whatever, blah, 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 or it may prove to him that, yeah, after 3 months, it just dissipates. So you're going to have to be the strong one, the dominant one, and tell him, you know, things are going good, and, you know, I feel good about us. You know, in other words, take him over that hump that, no, we're going to continue this. We're doing good. There's no reason for us to be distanced toward each other or anything. And it's not. It's not. You two are supposed to be together. So
right.
That's it.
I know you mentioned just something in the fall, and I know you mentioned something in December when I'm supposed to look forward to, but I'm just nervous because now there just seems to be, and he's not pulling away. He's just letting me know that what I thought it was, he's saying that it's not quite that yet.
Okay, that's
that
all right.
Sense.
That's all right, because you know what? Friends that get married have a longer relationship. Right? And you guys started out as friends, so come on. It's okay. It's just what I just told you. It may be 90 days, but it may be a point for him that things sometimes start to deteriorate. So if it goes past 3 months, whereas now it's the fourth month, you know, it's like, ooh, okay, that isn't happening. Not with Camille. That's not happening this time. This time we're going forward. So that's what I'm telling you.
Right.
Just, you know, kind of pump his ego up a little bit and let him know, it's me and you. It's me and you. I ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. So it's me
right.
and you. Yeah. Right. Take that doubt out. Don't take the doubt out. Just say, you know what? We're strong. We're as strong as glued together. So we're not going anywhere.
Okay.
So, you know, if he just feels a little reluctant, just think that, okay, I know this man's been hurt before and he may see things a little bit differently than me, and I've been through my challenges, which you have too, Camille. So,
right.
you know, the two of you together, yeah, you two will be fine. You call me because I don't want you to have any doubts about this man.
Yes,
like
ma'am.
I told you, me and Nina don't want to have to fly back there. Like, Jason, come on, let's get over here to Camille. Come on, right now. Let's go.
Yes, ma'am. I will do. I'll keep you posted.
Come back and get Jason. Let's go on over here to Camille. I hope she cooks because I'm hungry.
Right. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. If you feel that, just call. Call us because no
okay.
way. We're going to continue to pump both of you, not just Jason, you too, okay?
Right.
Both
okay.
of you. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thanks for
right.
calling.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay,
have
a good
week.
Day.
You,
you too,
too,
Camille. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Come on. Oh, there we go. Okay, next caller is area code 208. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Alyssa. How are you doing today?
Hi, Melissa. I'm just doing... Is it Melissa? Am I saying that right?
No, it's Alyssa.
Oh, Alyssa. I'm sorry. Alyssa, that's pretty. So how are you doing today,
oh,
young
thank
lady?
You. I am wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing just great. No complaints. No complaints.
Fantastic.
Yes, ma'am. So what can I help you with today?
Well, I went on a date about a month ago with a gentleman named Jed, and I'm curious if you see us getting in a relationship because he's been really distant.
Hmm. Is Jed a farmer?
His family is. So, yeah, he has a lot of experience
okay,
in that area.
Okay, because that came right up. Yeah, it came right up. Because you said Jed, right? J-E-D?
Yep, like Jedediah.
Yeah. Yeah, farming came right up. He's been going through some challenges. This doesn't have anything to do with you, Alyssa. He's going through some challenges
okay.
right now. Yeah, because my left temple is starting to pain. Not hard
Ooh.
Pain. It's a soft pain, but it's hurting. So something's not right there. Not for you. I'm talking about Jed now. Was he married or divorced? Does he have a baby mama? Does he have a child?
Mm-mm. No, and he's never been married.
Okay. I see a woman in the background that is giving this man a fit. And it's not his mother, and it's not a sister. It's a female. Man, she is really, really ragging on him. I can't understand. Okay, no, they don't have any children. I think he used to date her a long time ago. Man, she is a toxic, crazy-ass woman. She is. And I don't understand what, you know, because he doesn't want anything to do with her. It's her. I see him standing there by himself, and it's her, and she's like a dog at him, like, you know, coming at him. And I'm like, wow, I don't see the man doing anything. He's just standing there. But that's one of the challenges is he's going through, like, you know, he just wants to throw his hand up and say, like, you know what, forget it. Just forget it. I'll just be by myself. So I don't know, yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's nothing you did. You know what? Why don't you give him a call Wednesday and just check
okay.
in and ask him how he's doing. Ask him, is there anything that you can help him with? Not so much this woman, but maybe help him in his mind that he's a better person, that he doesn't have to put up with this toxic woman. I just, wow.
Okay.
She's crazy. She's really crazy. Maybe he backed off from you because he didn't want you to be involved or around this individual. Maybe to save you. I don't know. But give him a call on Wednesday and find out what's going on. And
okay.
ask him, has he got any challenges? And if he does, is there anything that you can do to help or maybe make him look at things from a different point of view? You know, definitely not for her. I think she's somebody that's in his past that came back and God, she's just awful. You know, it's not somebody he was seeing. You know what I mean? Like he might have been seeing her this year or something. She came back from the past, but why she's jaw-jacking him, I don't know. Because the poor man, he's just standing there like, what? What? So talk to him. Talk to him, Elisa, and see what's going on, okay?
Yeah, and if I do that, do you see us getting in a relationship or still not at that point?
Well, no, because he needs to get rid of that problem before you guys
okay.
go in a relationship. I don't want that to overlap on you when you don't have anything to do with this. That's an A-B situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, so
he needs to clear
up.
That up first. Yeah. Yeah, but you're fine. As far as you're fine. Yeah, that's just him. So, okay, we'll talk to him. Let me know. Have a good week.
Will do.
Okay, thank you, Elisa. All right, next call, area code 202. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
Good.
How can I help you?
My question is, things are going pretty good between me and my boyfriend. We've been together for like 6 months. Do you see us getting married ever?
Oh, okay. Jackie, what's his first name?
Rashad.
Okay. What are you holding back? He's a little bit hesitant. What are you holding back, Jackie? Is there something that you don't want to tell him or something you don't want to be revealed?
No.
Okay, because I feel a little hesitancy in him, and the reluctance is that he feels as though you're holding something back that you need to bring forward. Is there anything that would come out in this relationship that he would find out that you don't want him to find out?
No, I have no secrets at all. He just thinks I need to put my walls down more, like
Well, that's true. Because, like I said, he feels like you're holding something back. Well, if that's all it is just that you've got your protective analysis wall up, let it down a little bit and have a good one-on-one conversation. And I want you to do it like this, spiritually, mentally, and physically with this man.
Okay.
Have that type of conversation. You understand each other spiritually. I'm not saying that, you know, he has to go to church every Sunday or he's religious or nothing. But he knows who God is. He knows that, you know, if you pray for each other, that things can change. That spiritually, mentally, where is your head at? How do you understand life or relationships? You know, both of you. And then the physical aspect, how do you enjoy one another? Not just sexually, but, you know, do you like to go out and participate in sports or like to travel, you know, maybe go somewhere an hour away from home for that? Have those conversations. And then I think you'll get a real good understanding. Okay, then you'll let your walls down more because then you'll feel more comfortable, right? So spiritually, mentally, and physically, you have that conversation and talk to him. And then I think you'll feel better. I think you'll feel better about him then. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Jackie. And you have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, next call. Area code 228, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, how are you?
Finding you.
Good, it's Stacy calling. I just had some questions just about if you could pick up anything in general, like that I should be doing in my life, or just anything general. Or do I have to ask a specific question?
Specific question would be better. But you know what, Stacy, before you begin, the angels are telling me something is mounting against you. What is that?
Oh my gosh, it could be numerous things.
Okay, well it just says something is mounting against you. It's building a mountain up against you. So, okay, give me a specific question. They just showed me that right away.
So is that like a negative thing or positive mount?
No, it's a negative.
It's a negative.
It's like somebody's
okay.
building a case against you. Yeah.
Like criminally?
No, not criminally, but just, you know.
Just in life.
Like really bad gossip. Or, in fact, even worse than gossip. Say that you have a friend.
Okay.
And this person is supposed to be a friend, but behind your back she talks about you. And as she's talking about you, she's making it worse and worse and worse. And maybe all it is that you stepped in a puddle, you know, and got your new shoes wet. But this person would be like, you stepped in the puddle, you cursed everybody out, you cursed the water out.
Right.
It was your fault.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. They're
you.
Showing me it's building against you. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, let me say, what do you see, like, with my relationship?
Who has initials A? Who has initials A?
My ex.
Adeline, Anna, Adeline.
I'm getting ahead of
Antonio, there it is. I know it would come. Okay, I'm getting a headache.
Okay.
Yep, it is. It's Antonio, because the headache just stopped when I got it right. Who is this guy, angels? Oh, my God. I'm not even going to repeat that.
What?
Man, I mean, I know I'm Saturday night. I'll just say a mess up. I'm not going to say those words.
Okay.
Antonio's a mess up.
Okay.
Or a mess. Let's just put it like that. He's a mess. Now, that's done.
Like emotionally.
Leave it at that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, emotionally or whatever else, he's a mess.
Right. Just in general.
What they told
yeah.
me, now I didn't want to say this, but what they told me is he's a F up.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's for the Antonio. Okay, now go ahead. I'm sorry. You know, when the stuff come up, I know you guys asked me questions, but
angels
tell
good.
Me stuff, I want to give it to you. Yeah, I'll let you know. Okay,
that's amazing.
So now what is the question? No.
About my
okay.
current situation.
That is your current situation right now?
No, it's not. I was wondering about if, that's not my current situation.
Okay,
that's
good.
Like maybe 3 years ago.
Okay. Okay, well, let's hope that history is not repeating itself. Is
okay.
there a guy right now that you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship now.
Okay, what's his first name?
Larry.
Okay. Oh. You be careful that you're not repeating the same thing you did with Antonio. I'm getting a headache on the left side of my head when you said Larry. And so you said that was 3 years ago. So evidently you might be repeating it. There's a lesson there for you to learn. You didn't get the lesson. So it's repeating again. Watch Larry. And we don't compare men, one man to another man, but just his character. Maybe a little bit. You might see some similarities. Of course, they're two different individuals, but you might see some similarities. So I think what the angels are saying, don't repeat history again.
Okay.
It's like with this Larry guy, you could repeat history again.
Okay.
So just watch it. I mean, you know, you can change it, right? When you
right,
see
you can.
These
and
different
I'm hoping that you're
going to
say
up.
That I have the bald comedian that does the trucks with the earring. Do you have one coming my way?
Yes. Yes.
Because when I was listening to that reading, I was like, oh, that sounds so nice. When you were doing that other girl, I forget her name, but.
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing I'm going to tell you about Larry. Don't repeat history. Just,
okay.
just check out his character and his nature. Don't repeat history. That's all they're telling me right now.
Okay.
So, and whatever lesson it is to learn, ask your angels. If there's something that you're not seeing and you need to see to not only protect yourself, but protect you, your integrity, who you are as a woman, would they please show you either in a dream or by whatever means, what
mm-hmm.
is it that you're missing, and you'll get it. Okay?
Okay. And
all right.
well, how Let do we get, like, a reading with you, like, privately?
Oh, just go to the website,
okay.
www.theessenceofsuccess, all one word,
okay.
essenceofsuccess.com. We read daily from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night.
Okay.
So just when you get to the site, go to the right, and it'll say psychic readings. Just click on that, and it'll take you down. It'll
okay, because you guys are amazing. We really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Appreciate you, too. Hey, it works
okay.
both ways. All right.
Yeah. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Anna is in there to answer your questions. Miss Anna is also an intuitive life coach. She works Monday through Friday as well, so if you want to sign up with her and get some coaching, she's there in the room. Okay, we're going for our next ninth caller. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, better call in. We're real close to the next one. Okay. Here we go. All right, next caller, area code 715. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Okay. I was actually getting an answer from Shia Spirit in the Quake.
Oh, in the chat room?
I didn't think I would get in before.
Oh, So, Miss Anna already answered your question?
Yes. But I did have another question that, you know, maybe you can answer. Is do you see me ever meeting that special someone?
Okay. Yes, I do, but at a community function, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
At somewhere at a community function, are you active in your community? Do you go to little festivals or community activities?
Not locally. I'm hoping that eventually to move back to either Denver, where I'm from, or L.A., where I was born. L.A. would make sense for me if my music leads to a career, because then I would have to go out that way.
Okay. You're saying L.A., but I see you going to Denver. So maybe Denver via L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
I see you going to Denver first and then to L.A. So I don't know. Maybe there's a connection there for you in Denver for L.A. You know, that happens if you're there and then you meet somebody, blah, 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 or, you know, in your music field, and they're like, well, come out to L.A. Well, good. I live there. That's where I was going. That's where I was going anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I see in Denver. And in Denver is where you're going to meet a lady, too, Richard. You're going to meet a lady in Denver.
Do you see anything that she looks like at all, or?
She's middle age, like 48 to 50. Well, no, not that old. I don't need to go back there showing me now. 44, 45. She's 44, 45, middle age. Single. She's by herself as well. I think she had one child that's very much grown. But, yeah, she's single by herself. And she participates. She comes out to music events. Ha-ha. She loves music, and she comes out to these events. She stands about 4 feet 11 or 5 feet. Okay, a little short woman. Medium weight, nice looking, blonde, and she loves music. You'll see her around. She knows people. So wherever you're at in Denver, whatever function or club or whatever, you'll see her quite a bit. Then you know, as she goes around, like she knows a lot of people or something, that time, then you can make your introduction to her. Stop her and introduce yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds
okay,
good.
Richard. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well,
so
thank you.
Denver, LA. Oh, you're welcome, and I'm wishing you the very best there, young man. God bless you.
Yeah.
All right. Next call, area code 704. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? 704. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I guess you just want to listen to the show. I'll put you back on hold. Okay, one more area code 901. You're on the air.
No, Lynn, it's me. I'm just listening.
Thanks.
Okay,
thank you. And thank you so much for helping today. We really appreciate that. I'll put you back. Okay. All righty. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you how close we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Two more callers. One will be the ninth call. Two more people call in. One of you will be the next ninth caller. So I'm going to tell you the lines are open. Call in. Thank you so much for joining around the world or in the chat room. Two more callers, y'all, and we'll have another ninth caller for a 1 hour free reading. Okay, hope you call in. All right. Well, in any case, you know what I am going to do, though, real quick for y'all, since I got a lot of romance questions today. Let me read this prayer right quick, since there's no calls coming in. And some of you know that have listened to the show, I do this prayer for relationships. So I'm going to do it real quick. and just give you ladies out there and men a chance to think about this and what you're looking for in a relationship in your life. We desire a partner who revels in being partnered with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, and who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, yes, we are, and by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are and not settling, hello, and not settling, hello, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love our lives. So be it. It is already done. Okay. And it's one more. I say this three times, and I know that you guys know this one, so come on, say it with me. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. One more time. Something great is about to happen to me. That's right, y'all. Doors are opening everywhere, and I'm sure it is for all of us. So be it. Well, if no one's called in, I'm going to start the sign out. It looks like we don't have any more callers. See, you guys, two more callers. And the second caller would have been the ninth call, huh? Could have got a reading. But anyway, that's okay. That's all right. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today, whether around the world or if you were in the chat room with Miss Anna. Thank you very much. And also the people that called on the phone. We do appreciate you. Now, just as a reminder to let you know, the 25th is the new moon, right? And the full moon is May 10th. Mother's Day is May the 14th. It's the second Sunday in May. And Memorial Day is May 29th. Okay, it'll be the fourth Monday of the month. Horoscopes will be up by Friday for May, so you guys can go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, and the horoscopes will be up on Friday. Also, you can go in there and read about the different health and wellness I did for cell food, black seed oil, lemons, and I think grapefruits is really good for you. Sugar is not very good for you. So anyway, all that's on the website. And also to get your reading, to go in there and get your weekly reading or daily reading. Also, let me tell you, if you don't want an hour's reading when you go to the site, y'all, we do questions, one question for $25. If you just got one question you want answered, pay $25, you got us, okay? All right, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. And don't forget to pray for Miss Nina, my co-host and station manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, that her back will get so much better, and she'll be back with us next Sunday. Now, don't forget Wednesday in the studio with Linus at 6 p.m. Last week's show was about health and wellness. This week, I'm not for sure what that show will be about, but I will let you know ahead of time. Just check on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network, and you'll find out what's going on Wednesday's show. And then Friday, of course, at 6 p.m. is Friday Traffic Jam. Heck yeah, baby. I'll be bringing the music so you can go into the weekend with a smile and love in your heart, huh? All right. Well, thank you. And then also, we want to say congratulations again to Miss Juanita for being our ninth caller today. Congratulations. All right, y'all. We're out. If no one's told you today that they love you, well, we do. And thank you, Miss Anna, for covering the chat room today. We greatly appreciate it. Miss Nina, get better. Be looking for you next Sunday. Thank you, everybody. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember, Mercury retrograde ends on the 3rd, which is Wednesday. Yee-hoo! All right, love y'all.